keep your comments, views and opinions coming into us on the programme this morning. Some of those to get to. Jack in North Kerry on the GAA Plus debate. The fact the game is behind a paywall tomorrow. It would be great if we could put Donald Trump behind a paywall instead of having to listen to his rubbish every morning on the news. Yeah, how many people would pay for it is the question. Pay to hear from him, Jack, is the question. Tell Jury, we saw the film 500 Miles. Definitely would recommend it. A brilliant film. And that comes in from Anne. And another listener gets to touch, Tony Donnelly, says there's actually a film being filmed in Waterville at the moment. It's called West the Road, starring Imelda Staunton. And that's actually being filmed in Waterville at the moment. So we'll see what that one comes out like when it is. But 500 Miles available in all our cinemas over the weekend and for the next couple of weeks, I would imagine. There'll be a lot of attention on Killarney and Fitzgerald Stadium tomorrow at 3 o'clock because Kerry and Donegal, last year's All-Ireland finals, go head-to-head in round one of the new look All-Ireland series. We're expecting a crowd of anything between 20 and 25,000 to attend this one. The weather is going to be good. It's all set up for a fascinating clash that will maybe set the tone for the rest of the season. With me on the line to talk about this is Brendan Devaney, former Donegal footballer, of course, broadcaster now and podcaster and all of that. Brendan, good morning to you and thanks for joining me. Thanks for taking time to talk to me about this one.
100%. I never mind buying the paywall, buying the cell wall is where that Trump man needs to go. But yeah, fire away.
There you go. Listen, what's going to happen in Killarney tomorrow? And like, in a way, it's difficult to predict given what's happened. Donegal have been waiting quietly for the last number of weeks after their surprising exit from Ulster. Kerry playing in a Munster final. They knew Donegal was coming up. They have a lot of injuries to contend with as well. So is it hard to predict what might happen in Killarney tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah, very, very hard because Donegal in the background, there's question marks over a few players and injuries. Will that Kerry team start? There obviously is reinforcements there. Maybe they come in, maybe they will start, they won't. So depending on what two teams take the pitch, that's first and foremost. And then after that, you have the scenarios, as you say, of how Donegal cope with that. Really poor performance against Down. It was a shock of the championship, really. And how they've come back from that. And of course, you're Down and Kerry after what happened in the league final. There's a few scores to be settled. So listen, Kerry, for me, there's no one like Kerry in terms of basically have two teams. You know, we talk about the big teams in the Premier League having a backup in every position, but Kerry have showed this season that they basically have that. And you see with Donegal with a few injuries in there, Donegal wouldn't have anything like that strength and depth. So I think Donegal's going to have to have a very strong team coming down here to beat Kerry this weekend.
How do you think the tactics are going to go for this? Will it be held for leather or will it be a cautious game, defensive minded, do you think?
Well, it was interesting the way, listen, Kerry can play it anyway. I think you've seen what they did to Cork in the second half. You know, they sat in, sucked them into a game that Cork just didn't have the ability to open up the Kerry defence. They were lock solid. And then, of course, they're hitting you on a bit of a counter. So, you know, they showed their tactical ability as a team then to sit and do what they did. Obviously, the last day, if we're relating it back, Donegal completely destroyed both kickouts, won the lion's share of all the kickouts, which meant you're going to win the game by a high margin because the Kerry just weren't able to compete. So I think that's the big sector. I think this game now will be, like a lot of games, will be fought around kickouts. If one side gets a lion's share of it, they'll win the match. So it's both teams will be fighting for at least a level of outcome, and then it's down to taking your opportunities.
Yeah, taking your chances and being as sharp as you can. And from that, Brendan, does it come down then to where you are physically? And how much is it down to luck? I mean, the level of injuries for both teams, but particularly for Kerry, it's all about peaking at the right time. Like, do you want to peak on the 23rd of May or do you want to peak on the 24th of July or get there? And if you suffer an injury, the condensed season, it means you really have to just, can be a war of attrition really, but you really have to be at your best for the next 4 weeks.
Yeah, well, as you're saying that, I'm thinking, hope we didn't peak in the league final. Not a great time of year to be peaking. I was sitting going, wow, hold on a second, boys, cap it out a wee bit. But listen, the peaking thing, I think because of the way that obviously the new championship format's changed everything now, you used to have groups and they're at steel and, you know, you're the lead in there. I think the new championship has invigorated the provincials in many ways. We're seeing much more action there because you're going into something now that you're not sure about. And every game now, it's got it on the line because should you lose, okay, you've got a second chance. That where that puts you could be in the pre-quarter final, which could knock you out. So basically, everybody wants to win every match. So yeah, listen, I just, as I say, some of the Kerry players like Looney this year coming in, Trant, and fellas like that, Evans, they've just seamlessly commanded this Kerry side. So, you know, there's a lot to be admired with Kerry have juggled these injuries. And, you know, with Donegal, as I say, there's Willer Langan's back, obviously, like last year, and Al O'Donnell and McBurdy retiring. Kieran Thompson was injured, so we didn't miss them in the league, but once we were down a few men coming in to say the down match there, we didn't have a lot to bring on, so that's a bit of a worry. There's rumours about injuries to Jason McGee and Murphy and that, so that's what I'm saying, Jerry. Depending on what teams take the pitch, it'll really dictate, I think, a lot of what'll happen in this game.
Yeah, that is a fair point. Listen, Brendan, finally, what's the appetite like for travel from Donegal? I'm hearing there's about maybe 18,000 tickets sold, maybe 20, 25,000 going to the game. Hard to get accommodation. It's a long way to travel for Donegal fans who would be looking maybe at other matches in the championship.
Yeah, that's it. I guess the cost and that involved in this. There's no better place to visit than Kerry, as we know. It's always a fantastic place. I mean, we stayed in Killarney for the league game there previously last year. Now Killarney was out of the price bracket this time. We're over in Tralee. We got a wee bit cheaper. But listen, we're staying down the Saturday night, of course. But if I've talked to a few people's going up and down, it's a monster run on one day.
Yeah.
So it's just a pity that the way things are. Like, it's a big cost for a family to kind of go down for a match. But hopefully, listen, there's a decent number there, and it creates that type of atmosphere. Yeah, it's the game everybody's
game of the weekend.
About this weekend.
Yeah, it is. It's game of the weekend. Brendan, brilliant stuff. Thanks a million for taking time to talk to us in the program, and enjoy the match.
Cheers, man.
Brendan, great stuff. Brendan Devaney there with us on the line, giving his view, and it really comes down to that. Like, what two teams will take the field tomorrow would be the question, with the list of injuries that are there, the uncertainty surrounding it. How fit will key players be for that game, and how will it all go from there in terms of which team kicks into gear, who wins the middle and wins the breaking balls? If you have a view on it, how do you think it's going to go? Are you looking forward to the match tomorrow? Get in touch.